This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire at the South African Parliament caused extensive damage on Sunday, collapsing the roof and gutting an entire floor in one building, and a man in his 50s was arrested in connection with the blaze. The fire broke out in the early morning, and authorities said the sprinkler system appeared to have been tampered with and did not work. By afternoon, firefighters were still trying to contain the blaze in one of several buildings that make up the Parliament complex in the legislative capital, Cape Town. A government official says a person was arrested inside. Parliament said in a statement the suspect was a man in his 50s. There were no reports of any injuries. A doctors group in Sudan said security forces killed two people during protests on Sunday against military rule. It brings the death toll to 56 in protests since a coup on October 25th, according to the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors. It says the first man was in his 20s and died of injuries to the head in the capital Khartoum, while the second man died of gunshots to the chest in nearby Omdurman. Security forces have not yet commented on the deaths. Sunday was the 12th round of major protests since the coup. Television images showed forces firing tear gas at demonstrators in Khartoum as protesters marched towards the presidential palace. Internet and mobile services appeared to be disrupted in the city ahead of the protest, witnesses said. Again, a doctors group in Sudan said security forces killed two people during protests on Sunday against military rule. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong online news site said Sunday it would cease operations in light of deteriorating press freedoms days after police raided and arrested seven people for sedition at a separate pro-democracy news outlet. Citizen News announced its decision in a Facebook post Sunday. It said it would stop updating its site on January 4th and would be shuttered after that. It's the third news outlet to close in recent months, following pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily and online site Stan News. Authorities have moved to silent dissent in the semi-autonomous city, once known as a hub for vibrant media outlets, after Beijing implemented a sweeping national security law following massive pro-democracy protests in 2019. The U.S. and other Western governments have condemned diminishing press and civil freedoms that Beijing promised to uphold for 50 years following Hong Kong's 1997 handover from Britain. More than 3,800 flights were canceled around the world on Sunday, more than half of them U.S. flights, adding to the toll of holiday week travel disruptions due to adverse weather and the surge in coronavirus cases caused by the Omicron variant. Tracking website FlightAware.com also says more than 6,400 flights have been delayed in total. The Christmas and New Year holidays are typically a peak time for air travel, but the rapid spread of the highly transmissible Omicron variant has led to a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections, forcing airlines to cancel flights as pilots and crew quarantine. Lionel Messi has tested positive for COVID-19 and entered self-isolation. His club Paris Saint-Germain announced on Sunday. The seven-time Ballon d'Or winner was one of four PSG players to test positive for the virus ahead of a French Cup match. Messi tested positive while on holiday in his hometown of Rosario in Argentina. He will miss Monday's match and could also be sidelined for PSG's first match since the winter break next Sunday. And thousands more people have fled swamped homes as heavy rains exacerbated flooding in seven Malaysian states, officials said Sunday, with over 125,000 people evacuated in total since mid-December. The National Disaster Management Agency said the weeks-long bout of bad weather is expected to carry on until Tuesday. Dangerous water levels have been detected in rivers in at least five states, according to the government, with rising levels recorded in many other areas. Some 50 people have been killed so far, a police Facebook post said on Saturday, with two missing. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.